National Banking. See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier, HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Donald Trump says he could have made a deal for Ukraine if he was America's president when the war with Russia broke out.
I think I have the power to end this war, and I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
That was the US president reacting to Ukraine's disappointment that they weren't invited to peace talks in Saudi Arabia. Russia and US officials met yesterday. The government's announced new restrictions to tackle knife crime in the UK after a report found it's sometimes harder to buy paracetamol than it is to buy a knife. Retailers will now have to report bulk or suspicious sales to police. The jail term for selling them to under 18s is going up to 2 years. A man has been found guilty of murdering his 80-year-old partner at her West London flat last March. Stephen Clark from Kilburn will be sentenced on Friday. A vast majority of councils have signalled they'll apply a maximum council tax increase this year. Figures for local authorities in England show at least 85% are planning a rise by almost 5%. And teenagers are being warned about the dangers of getting addicted to vaping on social media. Health experts say too many young people are taking it up without ever smoking.
Sport.
Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says he's proud of his team despite their exit from the Champions League. They were beaten 3-2 on aggregate by Bayern Munich in their playoff, with the Germans scoring deep into injury time in last night's second leg, which finished 1-1. Rodgers says his players have shown they can compete with Europe's elite clubs.
My unswerving plan is to make this a season club at this level where we can go and really hurt big opponents like Bayern Munich.
Manchester City have a big task ahead of them if they're to remain in the competition, so they aim to overturn a 3-2 deficit against defending champions Real Madrid tonight. Liverpool can open up a 10-point gap at the top of the Premier League with victory away at Aston Villa this evening. Arne Slot's side have lost just once in the top flight this season.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Cloudy with a band of rain moving eastwards, rather windy in the north with highs of 13 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dan Windle.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Wednesday morning. Hello, how are you? It's Adam Brown with you, just gone 6 a.m. This is the early breakfast show, taking you through till 6:30. Chris and the team are back. From 6:30 this morning, before it, I've got a whole load of tunes to get on for you, including the big comeback tune from Linkin Park, On After Blur, and first this, Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers, Radio X.
That's all that she could bleed, that's why she never stayed. A wife, and naked in the night, and looking for some play. Just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when she gets into your head, you know she's there to stay. You want it, she's got it. Molly Chambers on the chain of mine. She's got your pistol. Molly Chambers on the chain of mine. Molly Chambers on the chain of mine. Slow, she's burning in your soul with whispers. Okay, I'll give it anyway, just get me out of here. You'll plead, you'll get down on your knees for just another taste. And when you think she's let you in, that's when she fades away. You want it, she's got it. Molly's handled on the chain of mine. Tangled on the chain of mine. All is tangled on the chain of mine.
is Radio X.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's crew, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Radio X, Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers before it.
Radio X.
Coming up to 6:10, it's Wednesday morning. We've successfully managed to get ourselves to the midpoint of the week. I did think this week was dragging a little bit, but it's picked up on it. Yeah, we're getting there. It is Adam with you this morning, taking you through till 6:30. Chris and the team back from then. Got the Wombats on the way soon. Before that, I got a message on our lads group chat yesterday from a very close friend of mine. And he kind of did that thing where, you know, where someone will create like a cliffhanger in a group chat. He's just put, lads, big news. And then he didn't put anything for ages. And I was like, right, well, you've clearly had your phone in your hand, so you're doing this for effect now, for dramatic effect. And there's a little couple of minutes passed. Everyone's like, what? So he announced that he's got engaged to his girlfriend, right? So now fiance. It's like, oh, yeah, well, congratulations. I mean, I'm not, like, of course it's good news, but I... The way he put big news, I thought it was going to be something more important, like he's managed to get Sam Fender tickets or something. Right, I've got the Wombats on the way. Linkin Park first, The Emptiness Machine, Radio X.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favourite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The empty-
emptiness machine.
Like a party by the flies, booze and then deceit.
of the most fun albums of the sort of mid to late 2000s era, A Guide to Love, Lost and Desperation. It's the Wombats, Moving to New York, Radio X. Adam Brown here with you, just come 6:15. So in just under 15 minutes' time, the Chris Miles Show is back. The brilliant Will Mellor and Ralph Little are going to be on the show this morning. Plus, don't forget, if you want to watch the first 25 minutes live, you can do on Global Player, the official Radio X app. All you got to do is make sure you got it downloaded and then prepare yourself. You can watch the first 25 minutes of the show, see what happens. Little peek behind the curtain, as it were. That's on the way. Before it, I've got something from the latest Franz Ferdinand album to get on for you, and it's time to squeeze something in as well from the Stone Roses. We'll do it next.
Radio X. I never thought of myself as the giver, but I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift, and I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I'd really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories, and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody. That's not just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like-for-like shop excludes marketplace. Geographical and other restrictions apply. Minimum spend and delivery fees apply. Full terms at ocado.com/price promise.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to head to BetVictor.
Why's that?
They've got more features than you can shake a stick at. They've got cash out. They've got in-play football, racing, tennis, all your favourite sports. They've got the best odds guaranteed on racing. And then there's the bet builder. And of course, you've got the lucky dip. Blimey, dip! I've got to go, fella. It's Nacho Night at Casa Redknapp. And holy moly, I forgot the guacamole. Ay, caramba.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Welcome to Wilderness 101 with me, Wolf Johnson, survival expert. Imagine your car is broken down somewhere like this. What's the plan of action?
Call Green Flag.
Incorrect. There's no phone signal out here, so it's vital we locate a water source and search for...
Actually, you can contact their breakdown service on your iPhone, even with no phone signal.
Foraging for food is crucial.
No need, Wolf. Green Flag's got you. Roadside assistance via satellite on iPhone. Available with Green Flag. Requires iPhone 14 or later models.
Green Flag! iOS 17 or later required. Green Flag breakdown is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Thank you.
Stone Roses, She Bangs the Drums on Radio X. It's Adam Brown here with you, and that is just about it from me. I will see you tomorrow from 4 for Thursday's Early Breakfast Show. Make sure you're sticking around for Chris and the team. They're back with you from 6:30. And as I mentioned earlier on, Will Mellor and Ralph Little are going to be on the show this morning, so make sure you're sticking around for that. Plus, if you do want to watch the first 25 minutes of the show live, you can do on Global Player, the official Radio X app. I've got the Chili Peppers to squeeze in before Chris and the team are back with you. And I do want to play something from the brand new album from Franz Ferdinand, which, if you've not checked it out yet, it's brilliant. It's called The Human Fear. Gives you all those nostalgic feelings of early 2000s, Franz Ferdinand. This is from it. This is Night or Day, Radio X.
I look forward to every day, oh my. Some days I just hate to try. Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes it's every night. If I can be irascible or proud, then we can be predictable. We turn to face each other, we turn to test each other, but we lean against each other. I'll never get bored of you or the thing that you do. 'Cause everything, yeah, everything that you do keep me addicted to you.
Radio
X.
X.
Adam Brown.
Addicted to the shindig. Chop chop, it says I'm good.
Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Used two sticks to make it in the nature. I'll get you into penetration. The gender of a generation. The path of every other nation. Look away, the golden meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship, persevering. Use my hands for everything. Stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
The Chris Moyle Show
with Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh. Sounded a bit muffled there.
Something wrong with your microphone, I reckon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm Chris Moyles, and welcome. Can you hear me okay?
Sort of. Yeah, it's just, it sounded a little bit muffled.
I've still got my coat on.
You
and
have.
It sits up to my nose.
Yes, I can see an eye.
I look like the Phantom Flanflinger from Tiswas.
You do a little bit, actually.
Do you want to translate?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, says Chris.
I'm Chris Moyles.
I'm Chris Moyles.
We're live on Global Player.
We're live on Global Player.
If you want to watch this morning.
If you want to watch this morning.
You can just open up Global Player, go to Radio X, and you can see us. You can watch the show.
Yeah. Open it up and watch us on Global Player.
Thank you.
Now, why have you got your coat zipped up to your nose?
It's very cold.
Right. I mean, it has been colder. But it is a bit chilly this morning, I guess.
Brr.
Yeah. Oh.
So, after the show yesterday, I thought I'm going to go and shave my beard off.
Right.
So that was the plan.
Yes.
And how did the plan go?
I left the building with Dominic.
You did? I said, good luck at the dentist. I thought you'd go to the dentist for some reason. I can't remember why.
He said, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And I went, yeah, I know it'll be fine. Yeah. I just don't like the razor. And he went... Razor? I thought you were going to the dentist.
Yeah. What sort of dentist is this?
I'm like, no, silly. I hadn't made an appointment. I thought I'd just walk in.
Yeah.
And I was going to have a proper wet shave, like a Turkish, you know, the whole hot towel and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went.
And
it was closed.
Ah. Oh.
So I still have my beard.
Oh. You still love it?
Yeah.
So why now? Why are you hiding?
Because I wanted to build up the tension he's had a shave.
Oh.
But I haven't.
So you still got it?
Or do I?
This
is going to be such an anticlimax because I'm going to tell you now I do. But even though I said it...
We'll pretend that we think you haven't.
You're thinking... No, you don't, because you've gone to all this. But as you know, I have little or no material for the show these days. So I'll get 5 minutes out of this.
No, I don't know, though, because you bluffed us with the traitors thing pretty well.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Okay, in that case, I have shaved.
Or can we hear a little bit of rustling underneath your anorak?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know now.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
I had a little bit of something.
You know Kenny from South Park?
Yeah.
That's a little bit what Chris looks like right now.
It's giving.
Do you not think
Kenny.
That the audio is explaining the fact that I'm hid behind my hood?
It's giving skibbity.
Yeah, it's giving skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity
toilet. Yeah. Shall I do a reveal?
I don't really know what that means.
Oh, my dread phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, watch your headphones.
Oh,
hold on, you're right. I'll take them off.
Yeah. It's a bit like when Darth Vader took his helmet off in Return of the Jedi.
Oh,
yes.
It's except more exciting.
Take it
Let's
it
leave
off.
My helmet out.
Take it off.
The masked DJ.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, here we go. The big reveal.
should we do a countdown?
Okay.
20.
Do you want to close your eyes?
100.
Yes, let's close our eyes.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and I'll count you down.
Okay.
I'm going to let the viewers see first.
Okay.
Okay. Don't look yet.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, I'm still hiding.
Yeah, you still got your head on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's all gone.
Hey, it's all gone.
Hey, you look great.
Are you taking a picture?
Yeah.
We're on camera.
Oh, no, let's take a picture for socials.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Picture for socials. How does it feel? Come on.
Cold. Oh, it looks great.
Cold. Yeah, very cold.
Good, your hair looks good. You haven't got a beard. You look fresh.
No beard. Clean shaven.
So how did they do it? Talk me through.
10 years younger.
Was it with a cutthroat thing?
Yeah, let me take my coat off because I'm boiling.
Oh.
I'm really boiling.
Was it a proper?
Yeah. Proper.
Was it?
Yeah. I went to Ted's grooming place.
Oh yes.
Were you extra polite when you sat down, just in case?
I didn't breathe.
Hello, sir.
I didn't breathe. Hi, everyone. Look, it's me.
Hi.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what? If I'm going to do it, if I'm going to shave it off, I'll do it properly.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is when a complete stranger has a razor blade.
Hmm.
Basically, a mini sword.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Next to your throat, your Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Not like that idea.
I mean, yes.
Like if somebody burst through the door and went, oh my God, they're giving away free Greggs. And he goes, what?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Then the show's yours.
Life in his hands, basically.
So I went in and I was going to go, good morning. Do you have any appointments? Because you can just do walk-ins. Mm. They're all over London, these places. Yeah. And they're brilliant. Me and Gav have been before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're James.
Oh. Well, James has fainted, I think.
He's so excited.
Yeah, he's so excited.
So, I walked in and they go, come in, take a seat. And I was like, oh, okay. I was really wanted to get into the chair. And then he goes, what can I do for you? I go, I've got a parcel for 631 Sunset Street. So he goes, now bearing in mind I've got a big beard. And he goes, what are we doing today? And I went, taking it off. What? Taking it off. Do you want to trim? I went, no. It's off. Going. Off. Gone. He went, are you sure? I said, yeah. He goes, you'll look a lot younger. And I went, that'll do me.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, no, that sounds terrible. Yeah.
I'll pay you extra.
Yeah.
If you can make me look younger.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. I may have videoed all of it.
Oh, good.
So, I have a video of... I'll send you the video, James. I've videoed myself walking down the street just before I got it done. Just to remind you, because you forget easily, of just how beardy I was.
Yes.
I haven't shaved for, thank God I finished that word.
Yeah.
I haven't shaved for 7 weeks.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, wasn't it?
Yeah. I did my cheeks and I did under my neck, but and I did the top line of my lip ever so slightly, because that starts to get a bit unruly.
Yeah.
But that was it. Anyway, so he just trims the hair ever so slightly around the ears and whatnot, and then he goes, okay. And then he gets the clippers. 7 weeks it's taken me to grow this.
Yeah.
And with the clippers, 17 seconds later, it's all off. And then off he goes.
Right.
He lathers you up or whatever. Or no, he puts some like oil stuff on your face. And and then he gets a very hot towel.
Yeah.
And slaps it around your face. He's flings you back in the chair.
Slaps you around.
And then you sit there for a bit. And then he takes it off. And then he gets this fresh blade out and starts
hacking away
at your skin. But absolute perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a nick.
And
anywhere.
I'm thinking, and he kind of moved about a bit, and I'm like, surely he's missed a bit there. He's not gone near my Adam's apple yet, or whatever. And no, and then the next thing is, before I know it, that's done.
Right.
And then it's a bit of oil, a bit whatever, they wash your face, whatever it is, and they put you back in the hot towel, and then he just clips off the remaining bits or anything like that, little bit of fuzz. Goes, do you want your eyebrows and your ears doing? And I'm like, now. The ears thing is brilliant. They basically get a ball of fire.
Oh, yeah.
They
get
and they whack it against your ear.
Yeah.
And I remember the last time I had it done, because the guy goes, you don't feel anything. And I went, ow! God, what? Do you know what I felt? I felt fire in my ear.
Oh, really?
Anyway, when I went yesterday, nothing, didn't feel a thing.
Good. Oh, he's a
kind
he's
of trimmed my eyebrows a bit.
He's a pro, isn't he, then?
In and out, like, door to door. From hello to chatting with him afterwards and then going half an hour.
Really?
Done.
Really? Wow.
Done.
Very good.
So this is me on the screen here. So that's what I looked like yesterday.
Yeah, it's very different, isn't it?
And then this is what I look like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have you touched your face since you've had it shaved off?
Well,
you're not just going...
It's weird because I was so smooth yesterday and then just as I was getting into bed last night...
It's coming back.
That's how quick the stubble grows.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Anyway, I was outside the front door having a smoke and Tiff turned up.
Mm.
And then she's getting out of the car and she's like, are you locked out the house? I went, no, I'm just outside having a smoke. She goes, all right, okay. Oh, what a day. I'm like, oh, it's a busy day. Yeah. And she's like, comes up to the door and she goes, why are you looking so shifty? I went, I'm not looking shifty. So she went, all right, everything all right? I said, yeah, everything's fine. She goes, right. We need to... Oh my God!
Oh, you weren't covered up or anything?
No,
like that.
I was stood there talking to her for about 2 minutes.
I presumed you're in your head.
Oh my God! Oh my! Oh, and I went, "What do you mean? Oh, don't say now you don't like it." She went, "She never likes me clean shaven. She likes me with a little bit of stubble."
Right.
I got weeks, maybe.
Very specific.
I was waiting for her to go because she's a bit like that, Tiff. She's a bit like, I want to get some shutters. You know, instead of blinds, I want some shutters, wooden shutters. I think they'll look great. Wooden shutters. Should we get some wooden shutters? I'm like, well, I don't really care how much are wooden shutters. Oh, don't worry about it. Get wooden shutters.
Yeah.
So the man coming around is going to measure up, blah, blah, blah. Then we're going to make these wooden shutters. We're going to get the wooden... The man's coming around to fit the wooden shutters, blah, blah, blah. The day we got them in, and then that evening she walks into the room and she went... Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, come on, it was your idea. Just... No, it's just, it's different, isn't it?
Just getting used to them, isn't it?
Yeah, getting used to something new.
So when she went, and I'm like, is she about to go, I think I prefer the beard.
Oh.
But no, she doesn't, so that's
fine.
Right, good.
Good,
it's good.
It does look incredibly different.
Yeah.
It is fascinatingly, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have a half an hour video, James, if you want, of me getting shaved.
Is it a time lapse?
No.
Oh.
It's just a half hour video. Do you want it?
You'll watch it.
No.
You could put it on times 30 speed, couldn't you, I suppose?
If you fast forward.
Yeah, but should I just send you the whole thing? You could laminate it. Watch it at home.
Laminate.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know, when Chelsea's fallen asleep next to the radiator.
That's it.
Chelsea sleeps in bed.
So there you go.
There's a Leeds United fan who's a bit worried. Because since you've had your beard, Leeds are on an absolute roll.
No, it is nothing to do with me.
Right.
Right? That is all down to Daniel Farke.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And the team of great players.
Yeah.
So there you are. So it's gone.
Oh, it looks good. Honestly, it looks good.
And then I walked out of the shop.
Mm.
These places, by the way, I paid. I'm not on a freebie or anything. Ted's grooming places, they're all over London. I don't know if they have them around the UK, but honestly, going for shave. I was really excited and literally a tad nervous because I'm like, there's a bloke with a blade.
It is literally a blade, isn't it? Because no one's had it done. It's a literal cut.
And I'm just thinking, imagine if Elton John just walked in.
Yeah.
He goes, hello. And the guy behind the counter goes, oh my God, Elton John. Mm. Just as a bloke who's doing my neck with a razor. And he turns to go, Elton John. But I kind of think these are trained.
I think so.
And he was so swift. He was so quick. It was brilliant. Honestly, it was great. And you walk out of there and you feel really fresh-faced, and then it's freezing.
And freezing cold.
It's really cold.
It was bitterly
cold.
Like
when you get your hair cut. Sorry, Tom. And then, you know, sometimes on the back of your neck, you're like, oh, it's freezing.
Talk about haircuts.
So anyway, it's gone. There you are. It's gone.
Good,
the beard has gone.
Good.
And if Adam Brown's listening on his way home, sorry, Adam. I'm really sorry.
Traitor.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very sorry.
But the thing is, you know you can grow a good beard now. That's in your arsenal.
So, oh, I know. Just up my face.
Yeah. They do lots of things there, okay, but I don't think they do that.
So there you are.
Very nice.
I'm back.
Fresh.
Yeah.
He's back.
Do I look younger?
You do look younger. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You do.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Although your George Clooney look was getting quite a bit of traction.
Oh, the irony.
I got so much press.
The irony, I got a load of press yesterday because I've grown a beard and I look like George Clooney. And by the time all of these articles have been published, I was at home having a cup of tea with a freshly clean shaven face.
Mm.
I know. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Miles, look at his new look with a beard.
Was it Jake, wasn't it? Jake Humphrey went, oh, it's like looking at George Clooney.
The camera never lies, Tom.
Yeah.
I believe is what I replied.
And Anthea Turner, and who else was it? Mike Bushell.
Yeah.
Mike Bushell.
He does the sport.
I know.
On the BBC.
We love Mike.
Big Leeds fan.
He's
lovely
brilliant.
Mike.
He is lovely Mike.
And my friend Vicky Taylor, she got quoted as well.
Did
in the
she?
Metro, yeah.
BFT.
That's right.
Great.
You'll see her at the weekend.
Yeah.
Not loads of references to Radio X, I noticed, in most of them, because they all copy each other.
Somebody writes it, and then everybody else just copies it.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny, isn't it, that I've been here for almost 10 years, yet in the Metro headline, I'm ex-BBC DJ.
I know.
By the way, I left the BBC in 2012.
Yeah.
It's now 2025.
Exactly.
I mean, why pick the BBC for something that I used to do? Why not pick my high school?
Exactly right.
Ex-Leeds High School student grows beard.
The Daily Express name-checked Radio X in the second line, actually.
Did it?
But yeah, a lot of them were...
God bless you.
Ex-BBC.
Good.
I worked for Radio Luxembourg when I was 18.
Yeah.
And then it closed down.
Mm. They don't reference that,
why,
do they?
Why not put that?
Exactly.
Matt said the dark web will be pleased.
Will they?
They were starting.
Do they not like it?
I think they were starting to moan about beard chat. That's what
says. I'm going to moan about fresh chin chat. I'm going to talk about that every day now.
Skin talk.
Yeah.
From 6:30 to
6:30. Hey, I tried a new moisturiser. But I was really pleased with the state of my skin underneath.
Well, you thought it might have been a bit...
I mean, there could have been animals growing in there.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows what I could have found under that beard. But no, I'm all right.
That's great.
You are.
Yeah.
And your hair looks good. It's nice.
He only really did the sides, so that's all he did.
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
But I'm getting my hair bleached.
You don't need it bleached.
I do.
It's a nice colour.
No, it's not.
Well,
you're wrong.
I'm not.
You are.
It is a nice colour, actually.
Yeah, but what colour is it? What colour is my hair?
It's just kind of light.
It's sort of...
Light what?
Just light and dark.
It's nice colour.
It's a little bit salt and pepper with a bit of blonde in there.
Yeah.
Got a bit of depth.
It has got depth.
Oh, but that's a good hairdresser's term, isn't it?
Thank
you. Bit of depth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm getting hair advice from you and Dominic Byrne. Pepper, yes, fine.
Bit of depth, yeah, Pepper, fine.
Not you two.
I've got hair.
I've got all sorts of colour in my hair.
Yesterday, clean shaven, professionally clean shaven.
Yeah.
That's right.
As a baby's
preferred. Now, if I don't shave...
Yeah.
How many days do you think it'll take before I have more of a beard than James Robinson and Captain Crabbeard?
What time is it now? 6:47.
Ten?
Yeah, ten-ish.
Ten.
I would say.
You keep yours at a steady stubble. Do you shave?
He's not touched that for 8 years.
No.
Right. I thought you trimmed it to keep it that length.
James should do a video where he does a time lapse of his beard growth, and he just needs to just stand there and just shake slightly in front of the camera as if they did a time lapse like that.
we should post the video of you having it shaved off.
It needs editing because it's half an hour. It'd be a very weird video to watch, like your lawnmower video back in the day.
Oh, did very well.
It did do very, very
well. A million
views,
can't be wrong.
No, I was going to send it to... I felt bad. I've got a guy who can, like, chop videos for me and stuff, but I felt bad going if I send him a half an hour's worth of video and go...
No, I'd be all right with
that. Can you just pick out the best bits of this?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to even time it. You want to just chop through it a bit. But I did my joke that I like to do.
What did you do?
The first thing he did with the clippers, as soon as he went near me, and I went, ow! Like that. And he recoiled.
Oh, no.
But more in shock.
Right, yeah. Because it's never happened confusement. Before.
And also, he hadn't actually touched me.
Ah, fine, okay.
And he just went, ooh! What? I went, I'm only joking.
Only joking.
Did he appreciate it?
I think he did.
He went, I'll get my own back. Got a cutthroat, man.
Yeah, not yeah. one cut, nothing. Not a nick. Amazing. Nothing at all. Nothing.
Proper pros.
And then right at the end, he goes, you want some aftershave? It will sting.
I went, home alone.
Do I? He goes, yeah, aftershave. I went, when you say sting,
yeah.
do you? How I went, sting? Do you know what? I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
You don't want to deliberately sting.
No, I don't want that. I've got very sensitive skin.
Yeah.
I don't want to. It'll hurt me.
No.
That's fine.
No.
Anyway, so there you are. I'm back, y'all.
Good.
And does he do it completely dry? Just completely?
No, so I think they put some kind of oil on.
They do, so to protect your skin.
And then they hot towel you.
So everything's softened up.
So you've got a really hot towel wrapped around your face, which is lovely. And then they make a little, an opening for your mouth so you can breathe.
Yes.
Because I remember when I went with Gav years ago, because you can have a beer there and everything. It's great. It's really cool. He tried to feed me a beer.
Right.
Through the holes, my head is back like that. He goes, do you want some beer? Here
open
you go.
Open wide. Open wide.
And then they take the towel off and your skin should be nice and soft. Yeah. And then they lather you up a lot.
Mm.
And then the next thing is he started cutting.
Mm.
And it's weird because it's fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. But, yeah. There you are.
Hey,
I'm back.
Done.
Nice.
Woohoo.
Good, good, good.
Done.
Then last night we went out to the O2 for the F175 Live.
Yeah. I saw a bit of it on the TV.
Did you?
Yeah. It was on channel 406.
It was brilliant.
Was it?
Correct.
Yeah. So I won't name names, but the guy met me just to say hi. He'd sorted out my tickets and whatnot.
Right.
And I said, how's it all going? He goes, weirdly, very, very relaxed and going very well.
Right.
Before the show started. It was a live 2-hour show beamed around the world.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, weirdly, it was kind of my idea to do this. And I went, what? And he goes, yeah. Because it was the 75th anniversary. And he goes, we should do an event at the O2 or something with all the drivers and all the teams, get everyone together under one roof for the fans. And they went, that's a great idea. Because the next thing is, here we are. It's happening.
Great.
And it has caused, you know, a kerfuffle, which is what...
So much press, didn't it?
Yeah.
Jack Whitehall was phenomenal.
Was
really?
He was brilliant.
Oh, great.
Brilliant. You would have thought he did it every week.
Right. He's a pro.
He was great. His jokes hit. They're all on point. You know, he was funny. He was slick.
Mm.
It was flawless. Honestly.
Great.
Flawless.
Because that's a tough gig as well. You're playing to TV and to the crowd.
I've watched some of it.
Yeah. Like, you got it now.
It's expensive.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. It's the biggest one-day show I believe the O2 has ever had.
Is that a big light box in the middle?
Yeah, and a screen.
Mm. The whole thing. It's like the U2 stage.
I was just thinking the same. It is.
Yes.
Absolutely, when they walk through it and stuff, yeah.
I can't remember the name of the guy. I'll try and find it. The name of the guy who they work with to make it look like that.
Right.
Wow.
But he's phenomenal. Him and his team, unbelievable. So you basically got a stage... And a really long runway, like models on a catwalk, right? It's a massive runway that runs the length of the O2. Because you've got cars to show off.
Yeah.
Now, you can't drive the car on, I'm assuming for major health and safety reasons.
Mm.
If that car, for whatever reason, just went forward, it's going off the end into the crowd.
Yeah.
And it's going to ruin the night.
Oh, absolutely.
Ruin your shoes.
That wouldn't be great.
So this is the... oh, my God. Honestly, I had such a good time, but you have to laugh. Formula One is such a weird sport, but it's brilliant.
Mm.
It is the FIA is the governing body of Formula One. Mm. And at one point, they said, we'd like to obviously thank FIA for all the support over the years. And 15,000 people... 15,000 F1 fans booed the FIA.
Oh,
it
really?
Was unbelievable. It was brilliant.
Oh.
To the point where the woman who was hosting that bit just started laughing because, like, what can you do?
You get that a little bit, don't you, in football with FIFA, don't you?
Yep. And then all the teams came on one by one.
So they walk down the aisle.
Yeah, and the cars appear, and then some of the cars would do a 360. What?
It's like the opening of the Olympics.
Oh, it's brilliant.
The countries walk out.
It's so cool, yeah, with all their flags and stuff. Yeah.
All the drivers, all the team principals, all the teams. Christian Horner goes on. Massive booze.
Really?
Oh, really?
Massive booze. Oh. You can go through the chapters, I think.
Oh.
And then...
They do bring cars on, just on they're static on a little conveyor belt.
Yeah, but the cars can do a 360 and everything like that, and then go again. Honestly, it's brilliant. It's really towards the end.
Can I ask a really dumb question? Did the cars look huge? Because when we...
No.
When we went to the... Now, where did we go? Was it Mercedes place?
Yeah.
When Lewis was... Was it Mercedes back in the day?
Yeah.
And we saw one of the F1 cars. I could not believe the size of it.
Oh,
it
really?
Was huge. Yeah. So long.
But obviously, I'm in a massive
But then you're in the
warehouse.
O2.
Yeah. I mean, I had wicked seats right at the end of the runway.
Oh, great.
And it was a phenomenal night. I had so much fun. But good Lord, there's a lot to unpack.
I've sort of dipped in and out. I recorded the whole thing. I've dipped in and out of it last night because I was watching the Bayern Munich Celtic
go there?
As well.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
He doesn't swear, does he?
No. Oh, no, you need to go back a bit. You need the intro. So this is Red Bull.
Yeah.
And playing the Rolling Stones. Each team had their own little moment.
Right.
Welcome Oracle Red Bull Racing CEO and team principal Christian Horner.
Is that, it's fantastic to be here in the O2 anyway.
Jump forward to McLaren. I think it's the one after.
That must feel awful.
Yeah.
Now, apparently. Apparently, Lando dropped a bomb, apparently.
He swore?
Yes. So be careful if you're showing that. I don't know what
he... When he was sat down...
Okay, I just heard that he said something beginning with a certain letter.
Which
not the worst letter.
So it's after Ferrari.
Look at seeing Lewis in Ferrari is so mad, isn't it?
I know.
What kind of
Ferrari? There you go,
that'll
do you.
And Red Bull, what's Red Bull?
Red Bull is also apparently quite red.
And what's McLaren?
Last night. McLaren is sort of McLaren. Orange when they came in.
So what's this? Is this what?
I'm just waiting to see if they announce McLaren.
Yeah.
But, oh my God. It was just such a great
The
night.
Set looks incredible.
And they've lined up all the old cars.
I hope you're enjoying yourselves. Yes, the final reveal of this show.
There's Martin Brundle.
Oh, yeah.
The magic McLaren team. Let's welcome on stage Zak Brown, probably. The man who's...
Zak Brown, probably.
I mean, it was Zak Brown. He was right. skip forward a little bit until they bring out the drivers, I think. Oh, my God. It was just... If you're a Formula One fan, it was very, very exciting. Oh, just back a bit there. Here we go.
I bet all our competition winners would have loved that last night. They were so good.
Loved it. Loved it. So you heard the boos for Christian. Uh-huh. This is when the drivers walk out.
Yeah.
Lando Norris and Lewis just got massive cheers. Lewis Hamilton in his Ferrari outfit.
Yeah, man.
For the first time and all of that. It was so great.
They're rock stars, aren't they?
But there was a musical performance that we need to discuss.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because there was four that we mentioned, didn't we? Two we didn't recognise, two we did.
And I will explain all when we come right back after the news with Dominic Byrne, which is next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Wave!
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
TrustedTrader.com.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
See London in a new light, with the streets glowing in neon. A London full of people walking in the same direction, beating cancer one step at a time. And yes, a London where people actually say hello as they walk past. The 20th of September is Cancer Research UK's Shine Night Walk, and it's when London really sparkles. Step up and sign up today at shinewalk.org. Choose from the 10K, half marathon or full marathon walk and get 30% off your entry. Together we are beating cancer. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.